Nikita Chase is a single mom with two kids at home. She says she hasn't gotten her food stamps since October.
You're supposed to get it on the 1st, but you're not getting anything. And there's no communication.
She's one of an unknown number of Alaskans waiting on food assistance from the state. They're trying to figure out why a system meant to support them isn't working.
So everybody's just sitting waiting up in the air. And when you call, you get no answers.
Food stamps are also known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The state made it easier to get them during the pandemic. More than 80,000 Alaskans used the program last year. But this fall, they were asked to refile their paperwork. Chase says she did that in October and hasn't gotten a response. The first time she reached out to the Division of Public Assistance for help, she said she was the 111th caller. She never got a call back. The second time, she waited on hold.
4.5 hours on hold just to talk to somebody who then informed me that there were 18,000 plus cases that needed to be worked.
Chase says she can't pay her electric bill this month because she chose to spend the money on food for her family.
But this is happening to a lot of people, and they're not getting these SNAP benefits, so they're going to have make a choice between paying their bills or feeding their families.
She says this comes right before a cold snap in the region and the holidays.
We won't be having a big Christmas dinner, and things are a lot tighter. I'm making things stretch more than I had to before. Because I'm concerned about when I will get food stamps or food benefits. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Chase lives in Tenaki Springs, a remote town in southeast Alaska, where she, like a lot of rural Alaskans, is more likely to pay higher food prices and less likely to have access to food pantries and other resources like urban centers do.
Yeah, like they should tell the glory hall because, you know, what if we need to, like, you know, start figuring out how to make lots more meals?
Luke Froman runs Juno's homeless center, the Glory Hall. He said he hasn't heard anything from the state either.
I have heard from a number of people that their SNAP benefits have not gone through and they've applied like, you know, 5, 8, 12 weeks ago.
He said clients have heard they could wait 3 or 4 months for the state to send their food stamps.
Yeah, like I wish they would. They need to come out with a statement because there's definitely a buzz. People have figured out that it's not operating as like, you know, it's supposed to be.
Ernie Hard helps people navigate social services for Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, and he's hearing from clients who aren't getting their food stamps either. He and his colleagues have tried to call public assistance, but they had to wait like Nikita Chase did.
I've seen it with my coworker. He'll get put on hold and let you know that you're number, you know, 236, you know, or you've got 3-hour wait line.
Hart said he works with employees at the Division of Public Assistance a lot, and he's sympathetic because he thinks the department is understaffed.
People there are, you know, super nice and helpful, but they're swamped, which is tough for everybody. Tough for them, and it's tough for the people that need the service.
The state's Division of Public Assistance has not responded to KTOO's request for comment over the course of the last week. When KTOO visited the division's offices, Director Shonda O'Brien declined an interview. She said the department was still working to decide what information to share with the public. The department has not said how many people are waiting for their food stamps, how much longer the estimated wait time is, or what is causing the delay. It has not said whether SNAP recipients will receive the money for the months they had to wait. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.